Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Did you go out at all yesterday, Anthony? Like, sit on the porch or anything?
Just for a little bit. Went out on the balcony.
It was easier. It was easier when the weather is a little warmer, it's easier. I will say that. Today I think I'm going to go out. I think the boys are going to probably play in their Power Wheels, and that's probably it.
Ken made the move. You made the big move over to Streetsboro, and you have all that same acreage. I mean, you could build a tiger farm out there.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad because I got myself a bit of a conundrum here. Now I have it's a little bit more land, but there's a lot. I am parked right next to the woods, like at my old place in North Ridgeville. I was behind a development, so basically everybody could see what I was doing. Now in Streetsboro, it's different where I got woods behind me, and there's vast land past that. So, like, Lima, you'll never be here. Owen and Kid might. Owen might have to give me a ride in someday over my eye. So, I mean, still, they might see it, but you never will. It's like a wetland back here. I mean, basically, I'm in the Everglades. And yesterday, I looked out the window, and I noticed this beautiful, huge blue heron right outside my window. And while we were in a segment, I stood up and I started taking pictures of the thing, like while you and I were talking. And I put it out there. I said, so majestic. And there were a lot of people who were like, wow, that's crazy. And then there were some people going, hey, you got that bluefish or that goldfish pond right there? You know what that heron's trying to do? And I went, oh, goodness, these people are right. Because there's a net over it right now because it's still winterized. So this morning, Lima, I looked up, and there was like this huge wing that went by the window. And I went, oh, my God, what the hell was that? And I look, and there he or she, I'm not sure if it's a boy or a girl, it might have been the same one for all I know, goes taking off with its big, huge wingspan over the woods, over the marsh. And I'm going, that damn thing is back. And I got so many people telling me to shoot this damn thing. And I go, I can't be shooting blue herons out there. One, they're beautiful creatures. Two, I can get more goldfish. Three, I don't even know if that's legal.
I don't know either.
I don't think it's legal for me to be shooting blue herons out here. I imagine it's a protected species.
If you have a blue heron tag, I think you're good.
Do they give those? Do they register those in Ohio? Where's the guy who called in about the guy calling in with fake stuff about grabbing heads, deer heads on the highway? Like, I need that guy right now.
Ward?
Yeah, I need Ward or somebody to tell me if it's... I can't... First off, I'm not going to shoot this thing. I'm not going to shoot it. I might remain vigilant. I'm not going to shoot this damn thing. This thing... I can't shoot a blue heron, man. Unless you want to talk me into it, you go ahead and try. I don't know if it's legal to.
You can't do that. I'm looking at these right now. I pulled them up. I think they are a beautiful, beautiful bird.
Look at this thing. I mean, it is one sensational creature. I'd have to look up the legalities of it. I'm just pointing it out that that's what I'm going on. I'm sitting here and I'm keeping watch over my my goldfish and my goldfish pond, and there's a net there, and I'm just making sure that the blue heron doesn't come in and kill my goldfish. Is that a reasonable thing? I didn't know they ate goldfish until yesterday.
I think you need to just allow, you know, Mother Nature and the world just operate as is. Just let it happen.
Okay. do I really want to go and buy more goldfish?
I think you just have to enjoy them for the time that they get to spend on this earth in your pond.
Here come the calls. Here come the calls.
Feeder fish are not expensive at all.
I think he's built a rapport with those fish. I think he has gotten to know them.
Here they come. Let me get to Tim. Tim, hello.
Oh, hey, Ken. How are you doing?
Doing well, buddy. Hey. Go ahead.
Well, if you were paying attention in first grade, they taught you that those blue heron birds are
blue,
actually
blue heron birds? What are you, what?
Heron, whatever they are.
Blue herons.
Yeah, they're actually the...
Judas
they're
Priest,
actually
Tim.
The boys. And the, those dark-colored, like the brownish ones and white, they're like the girls.
Well, I had a white yesterday, and this one had a big blue wing. So the big blue wings are a boy.
Yes, okay. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure those are the boys.
All right, thank you very much. All right, Tim, I don't even think I want to go further with you there. Let me get to Matt in Parma. Matt, you're next up on the fan.
You can't shoot those birds. I've been hunting in Ohio since I was 16. I'm 37 now. There is not a tag for you to shoot those things.
Why would Owen lead me astray on that? Why would he do that?
Why do you think?
Do you want to get me arrested?
The last time you went hunting.
Me?
I go hunting every day in the car, man. I'm just like Ward. I'm always out there looking.
Well, no, we're not talking about that kind of hunting. I'm talking about in the woods hunting, like, know what you're talking about hunting. You can't shoot those things.
I got so many people coming and saying, Ken, they are federally protected. These people telling you to do this
don't
are trying to get
guys.
You in serious trouble. I don't think.
I mean, there's so many other birds that are probably around your house that you can shoot as nuisance if you just get that bored and you want to shoot something. If you want to shoot a bird, there's
Matt.
Probably plenty of crows.
Matt,
shoot
it is,
all those.
I am not
all
shooting
you want,
crow.
Do not
no.
Do not,
I'm not shooting
shoot
any of them.
Blue heron. Don't do it.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thank you very much. Mitchell in St. Clair wants to talk about blue herons. He's next up on the fan. Hello, Mitchell.
Blue Heron Radio.
Where are your home for Blue Heron Radio? Hi, Mitchell.
Anthony Lyman is telling the truth. Let Mother Nature do its job. Can grow up. You're gonna try to shoot a blue heron over a fish that
don't
even remember 3 seconds.
Mitchell, listen.
Why would you kill a blue heron?
Listen. Listen,
something that's
Mitchell,
so beautiful
Mitchell,
over the
Mitchell,
dumbest creatures
no, stop
that
him.
25 cents.
Mitchell, you're not listening to me. I said
you.
The whole time, I'm not shooting no damn blue heron.
Okay.
I didn't think it was legal, and I don't have the heart to shoot the damn thing. I didn't think it was a legal thing to do. That's why I'm glad I asked the fish and game people on Twitter who have certainly got in about it saying it's very illegal to do. But I was anti-shooting this blue heron.
Who's the heartless chump that's telling you that you should get that thing out the sky?
There are plenty of people on Twitter right now trying to say, Ken, what you do?
They need their Twitter deactivated. That is heartless. You want to shoot a blue heron over a fish that costs 25 cents. Guys, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I know the
All right,
pandemic.
Enough. Stop.
That's,
okay.
that's the gang I'm a member of, the heartless chumps.
I mean, I just worry if somebody was trying to take out the blue heron like Ken, what if someone wanted to take out Ken for doing that? Do you see how this goes? It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, someone wants to get me in real trouble here during this time. Because I just, if it's not something that's normal, I just assume you can't go ahead and take that thing out. Like, unless you can prove it's put you under great personal danger, and I don't think a blue heron is going to put me under great personal danger. The second I got up. In this room, it flew off. Go ahead,
Ken. You know, Ken, you can be a responsible adult and maybe research this stuff before you start loading your weapons.
I did. That's, again, I'm researching it by throwing it out
Kid.
To the people to make sure that I do it. I'm not
Kid,
loading
shooters,
my weapons against these beautiful blue heron.
Shooters shoot. That's what they do. By the way, people are starting to get in and say congratulations on all the success, Ken, with his great artillery and his acreage and his koi pond.
It's a goldfish pond, and I didn't even the goldfish pond came with the home, Anthony. Okay,
Ken, just remember, it's not the gun that kills the blue heron;
it's the person.
It's the person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's be honest about this. It's not even turkey season yet, so I'm not. You think I'm gonna go out there and kill some beautiful creature? Like I feel like Hank Hill when he was ordered to murder the emus on King of the Hill. Like no, I'm not gonna do that. 216-578-0092. Lyman keeps getting out of this. Let me get to Keith. To hell with it. Keith in New London, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, all you have to do is get a statue, a fake one, a decoy, put it by your pond, and the real ones won't come by. They won't fish together. They will not hunt together. It works, like a, trust me.
Like a fake heron?
Yeah, get a fake heron.
Yeah,
that's
what a decoy is.
Yep.
Okay.
Get a decoy, it works. We have a lot of ponds out our way, a lot of herons. You get a decoy, and they stay away.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Keith,
here's the problem.
Anthony, or excuse me, Kit, can you hang up? Because I'm looking out the window now. I can't.
Here's the problem with
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, look at that one. I swear to God, it's in the backyard right now.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, man, that is cool.
Wow.
It looks like a giant pterodactyl,
you're
man.
You're like Ken Exotic with a heron farm that you're just having people come over.
I was just going to say, though, that decoy would be like the mannequin Carol Baskin.
Wow. Should I put a mannequin Carol Baskin? Should I put a mannequin Andy Baskin out here? You should have seen the thing. It was cool as hell.
Wow.
That is not. Shut up. That is not fake.
What are you,
that is a legitimate
four years
response.
Old?
Yes, I like looking at animals outside the backyard. I think that's really cool.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry. For the umpteenth time you saw raccoons digging in your trash, you're not really excited about that. Yeah, I got blue herons flying around over here, folks.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
Thank
Meanwhile,
you.
Ken, Cole says, man, Ken shot a blue heron. Why doesn't he just pick off a bald eagle next?
No one's shooting blue herons and no one's shooting bald eagles.
Yeah,
no one's
Ken,
doing that.
If there's no evidence, they can't convict you.
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I have to live with myself. I'm the one who has to go to sleep at night. You think I want my three sons knowing that their father did something that horrible? Hell no. Not a chance.
People are calling it duck, duck, blue heron.
I got to sip it. That's pretty good.
Wow.
Jack in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Jack.
Jack.
Hello.
Hello? Speed.
Hello. Hey, Jack. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's a $1,000, $2,000 fine if you caught shooting one of those things. Just want to let you know. I know.
Wait, how do you know? I don't want to know if you know. I don't want to know.
Because as a fisherman, if you're on a pond, they will take every fish out of your pond. So people who have ponds in your backyards, like in Middlefield or out in Burton or whatever, they will clean out your pond. They'll take every fish out of there, and if you shoot them, they will fine you $1,000 to $2,000 and take all your equipment.
How much is a brand new set of goldfish?
Oh, probably just a couple cents.
Yeah,
it's just not worth it. Don't
I'm thinking,
it,
Jack. You're making sense here, and thank you for the call. I'm thinking more of the case of, let me just pull this net off, let nature take its course, and then when we're allowed to go out and about again, I'll go spend, $5 on about 40 goldfish, drop them in there, and then we won't even know the difference.
And then right? I'm going to bring in 8 blue heron.
216-578-0092.
Oh, wow! You sound like the double rainbow guy.
I mean, I'm not allowed to have any reaction to anything anymore. Mary Kay Cabot will join us next.
Wow.
Case Keenum loves Kevin Stefanski, and there's another
Keenum.
There's another former
wow.
quarterback who thinks that Baker Mayfield is going to have
Baker.
One tremendous
wow.
season. It's going to have a bounce back year, and in fact, the best season in all the AFC North.
Wow!
What a division!
Wow!
It's Ken Carmen with Anthony live wow. on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.